Hello everyone, 欢迎收听八点英语 New Idea, New Day, 我是 Zoe。 最近宅在家的你是不是有点闷呢？今天和你们分享一首很洗脑，听了就很开心的歌，至少我听完觉得还是挺开心的。 Fits and the Tantrums 乐队2016年发布的 Hand Clap 也是神偷奶爸三的电影宣传曲。Well, I bet you must have listened to this song already. Lead singer Michael Fitzpatrick says the song is sort of an earworm. Earworm 原本是耳朵虫的意思，很形象，说这首歌就像耳朵里的虫一直不走开，也就是我们经常说的很洗脑了。He says, people come up and sing it to me. It's kind of crazy. It's sort of a party anthem. I guess that's where we are coming from on this record. We just want to make people feel good.There's a lot of heavy vibes out there, in the world and the country, for sure. Just to come out and say, we want to make your hands clap, maybe a lowbro kind of thing, but that's what people need. They just need to have fun, and that's where we are coming from. 他说，突然跟人家说 we just want to make your hands clap, 我们只是想要让你鼓掌，听起来好像有点 low, may sound like a lowbro kind of thing.但这就是我们所需要的，尤其在国家或世界弥漫在沉重氛围里的时候，就很像我们现在了。我们需要这种很简单的快乐。那为什么 hand clap 鼓掌就是开心欢呼的时候会做的事呢？有没有想过？ Normally babies start clapping before they are 1 year old, but without encouragement from their parents, this tends to be a behavior that isn't often used.And it is certainly not to show appreciation. The baby may simply discover it can make a noise with its hands, and then becomes fascinated by this. 很多宝宝在一岁以前的时候，好像就经常会在开心的时候鼓掌，但这也是在父母的引导下做的，仅仅是因为这是最容易通过身体发出声音的方式。而在古希腊，人们一开始并不是用鼓掌的方式来表达欢呼。Actually, Greek audiences stamped their feet rather than clapping their hands to applaud. One theory is that the tradition of clapping dates back to 1473 amid an outbreak of cholera, 霍乱时期所产生的。Slapping your hands together was a signal to those around you that you were infected. Eventually, it became an expression of applause.
其实最开始在古希腊，人们是用跺脚的方式来表达欢呼，是不是想到了那首歌呢？如果感到幸福，你就跺跺脚。据英国卫报报道，后来因为1471年的一场霍乱 cholera， 人们通过拍掌的方式来告诉别人自己被传染了，是不是觉得挺惊讶的？
And ancient Greek audiences expressed their emotions very boldly.They would even throw stones and food at performers they didn't like. In contrast, happy or enthusiastic crowds often showed their emotion by shouting, stamping their feet, and generally doing anything that made as much noise as possible.
古希腊人会很强烈地表达自己的情绪，尤其在看戏剧的时候，看到不喜欢的演员甚至会丢石头表达愤怒，看到喜欢的演员就尽可能大地发出声音，像呐喊啦、跺脚啦，所以极有可能鼓掌也是从这个时候才开始被用来表达激动情绪、赞赏和欢呼的。所以这首歌一直在唱 I can make your hands clap， 其实也是最原始的能让我们开心起来的方式。
Frontman Michael saysThe song also has another side which goes for a primal tale of love and lust.
主唱 Michael 说，另一方面这首歌也表达了最原始的爱和欲望。
He says, There's a moment in the song that speaks to just an innate sense of loneliness sometimes. And you want to have that connection, you want to have that love in your life.
有时候你就是会有孤独感，想要和人有连结，想要获得爱。所以这首歌就是很简单，希望你用最原始最简单的方式表达欢乐，喊出欲望。最后我们一起来听一下这首歌吧，希望你听完歌以后也可以变得更开心。预祝周末愉快。